And immediately I felt relieved.
They contacted all of our creditors and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids with five simple truths. One, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. Two, what one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. Three, the government cannot give to anyone anything that it does not first take from someone else. Four, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. Five, when half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half will be forced to take care of them, and the other half realizes that it does no good to work because the government will take what they have worked for and give it to people who have not worked for it, that is the beginning of the end for any nation. I'm Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321, 369-1321, 369-1321.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kent Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The White House is leaning on pastors and conservative leaders to reach out to COVID vaccine skeptics. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With many Republicans hesitant to get the coronavirus vaccine, the Biden administration is contacting evangelicals and other conservatives to encourage vaccinations. This week, NIH Director Dr. Francis Collins, who is an outspoken Christian, and infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci are meeting with evangelical leaders. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says administration officials are meeting regularly with conservative groups, faith leaders, and rural stakeholders to partner with them. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Democrats are taking aim at the Second Amendment. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Gun control lobbyists see an ally in the Democrat-controlled Senate and a liberal in the White House, and their latest push for the longer waiting periods and closing the so-called Charleston loophole would be the most significant gun control bill in decades. Republicans view the bill as an attack on the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. For that reason, they say it cannot garner enough GOP support to muster the 60 votes needed to advance to a final vote. The bill may become part of a legislative logjam liberal Democrats will use to justify their next attack on the filibuster. Bob Agnew reporting.
At a news conference, San Diego Fire Chief Colin Stoll says there have been three fatalities after a driver veered into a crowd of pedestrians and homeless tents on a sidewalk under an overpass.
We had three dead on scene that were triaged here. We transported two immediates and another three to the hospitals. We had a total of nine patients here today.
The driver, whom authorities identified only as a 71-year-old man, was heading through a tunnel underneath a community college campus when he drove his Volvo station wagon up on the sidewalk shortly after 9 a.m. The man was arrested on suspicion of driving while impaired. On Wall Street, the Dow by 174 points, the NASDAQ rose 139. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Anne, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This is your King of CQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, it may not seem like a big deal going from 35 to 50% capacity, but if nothing else, it's a great confidence booster as Las Vegas continues to reopen while still dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak. Casinos and restaurants have been working towards today since a month ago when Governor Sisolak allowed capacities to increase to 35% with 50% capacity effective today, March 15th, if all went well. Most restaurant operators say the increase is more of a psychological boost, letting customers know it's safe to venture out once again. Well, the Vice President Harris landed in Las Vegas today, where she visited a vaccination clinic at UNLV and will speak at the Culinary Training Center in North Las Vegas. Harris is touting the benefits of the $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, where local governments, the state, and school districts will see more than $4.5 billion. She is expected to travel to her native home state of California later and then visit Denver on Tuesday. Well, another sign the Las Vegas Strip is on the road to recovery. Caesars Entertainment plans to resume 24/7 operations at Planet Hollywood and The Link. They will open today and next Monday.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, watch for those rolling roadblocks around town as Vice President Harris's motorcade will be traveling between North Las Vegas and McCarran Airport. Also, watch for a crash. It's there at the underpass on the Beltway, 215 eastbound. That is on the right shoulder at the 15 interchange.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Monday, March 15th. It's live and local. And my name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Always good to have on Monday. Great way to kick off the week. Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He joins us. How was your weekend, my friend?
It was great. Thank you. I hope you had a good one as well.
It was very, very relaxing, and I'm ready to get back started. Did you watch the Grammys last night? A lot of people on social media has been going crazy about the Grammys. You see any of it? You see any of the clips?
I saw some of the reporting, but I did not torture myself and watch the Grammys. No.
I watched some of it, and I finally had to give up. It was just uber sexy, and it was just awful. I finally had to turn it off. It was that bad. Those shows, though, should they be more, I don't know, at least PG or maybe G rated, rather than something that I thought was pretty much R rated throughout most of it. It sent people, you know, scrambling to their Google to find out what WAP means. It's just incredible to me. Should TV be better than that, especially CBS?
Well, I would certainly like it to be better than that. I think what you've seen with these award shows is, I mean, first of all, there's too many of them, right? The idea that, oh, we're all going to come together and this is going to be the one award show is gone. And then, you know, you basically see a performance that is geared to, I don't know, maybe 30% of the country. And yeah, the rest of the country either ignores it or, you know, if they're watching it, they're turned off by it and have this debate about, well, am I going to keep watching or not? And so I think you've seen the, you know, they've gone from trying to be a mass event to be an event where you're basically going to be indoctrinated in whatever they're selling.
Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We're talking about all things Las Vegas and the world. By the way, all of us had to, spring forward, I guess it was, with daylight savings. And how appropriate that your column over the weekend was all about making daylight savings permanent. Give me the pros and cons.
Well, the pro is that, you know, we work generally, you know, obviously I know Las Vegas is kind of crazy, but the traditional work day is from 8 to 5. And in November and December, you have times where the sun has set at 4:30 for about a month, actually, where it sets at 4:30 or earlier. And so, you know, you don't have a lot of time if you're a kid in school. You know, you're getting out with maybe an hour and a half of sunlight. And we just aren't the same society that, you know, that we were 200 years ago, where farmers needed to get their crops out of the field. They needed to milk the cows, and then they needed to hustle to the market. And so they needed that extra hour of sunlight. And, you know, that's just not the society we live in today. And I think it's appropriate to make a change. And I think the thing that actually frustrates the people most about daylight saving time is the transition. And this idea of, you know, why in the world do we have this transition time twice a year? And there's been studies that, you know, it increases car accidents, it increases heart attacks after we string forward. And so I think it's time to just, you know, move forward permanently and give ourselves an extra hour of afternoon sun.
So you want an hour of afternoon sun, not in the morning?
Yes, that's right. That's what I would prefer.
Now, somebody told me, correct me if I'm wrong, there is an SB 153 that would do just that. Is that true?
Yeah, there is a bill this year to, I'm not sure if it's moving us forward or if it's trying to align us a certain way, but basically to make a change to, to how we do daylight savings time, not to have the transition. But the challenge is that this all has to go through Congress. So Congress passed the Federal Act, a few decades ago, and basically established the, you know, what the time zones were. And so if for Nevada to change, we have to get the approval of Congress. And that's where it becomes a little trickier.
How did, for instance, Arizona, they've got a weird deal, right?
Yeah, so they're on mountain time, and they don't do daylight saving time. So we are now on the same time zone as Arizona, and if we made daylight savings permanent in Nevada, we'd basically be doing what Arizona does already.
And did they have to go through Congress?
You know, they must have had to. I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact details on it, if they just never made the transition when it first happened. But anything that Nevada does to change it does have to, you know, be approved by Congress. There are other states, you know, over a dozen states around the country want to do something similar. And they're all waiting, basically, on congressional approval.
Do you get a sense there is any mandate for this in Congress? I mean, are there members of Congress that are pushing this?
Yeah, I think there actually is some interest. A bipartisan group of, I think, eight senators introduced a bill last week to, you know, make daylight savings time permanent. Marco Rubio was the lead sponsor, but there were three Democrats who were sponsoring it as well. So, you know, I mean, having Congress get anything done is always a bit of a challenge. But I think there's consensus that, you know, it's just one more hassle that we don't need.
Let me ask you, the COVID-19 bill finally was passed, and now we're learning more about what's in it. Are you as troubled as at least some Republicans are about, you know, now that we passed the bill, we're going to find out what's in it, and what's in it's not good for America?
Well, it's not. I mean, I kind of think what the statistic was, it was something like 1% of the bill went to distributing the coronavirus vaccine. So this wasn't a relief bill. It was a Democrat pork bill dressed up with the trappings of the coronavirus. And it was a monstrosity. It's a monstrosity that, you know, our children and grandchildren will be paying for. You know, there's money to bail out the local government, money to bail out union pension funds that have been having hard times. You know, basically, if you were a Democrat special interest group, you got money. Congratulations, the coronavirus happened, and they're going to shower you with someone else's cash.
But is it going to turn out that the Democrats read America right? The polling shows that America favored the COVID-19 bill. They like the idea of getting $1,400 checks. Is it possible that they simply read correctly the American people and that the American people don't care about what you just said, you know, our kids are going to be paying this off and our grandkids are going to be paying this, that Americans apparently just don't care?
Yeah, I think that's true for a large number of people. It's, it's about what's happening now and you know, there's not much desire to look towards the future. I think one of the reasons Trump was successful, obviously there's a lot of reasons, he didn't touch entitlements. He basically said, you know, they're just going to be what they are, and you know, it's fine to say that, but the numbers don't change, and the entitlement crisis doesn't go away. It just gets worse the longer you delay it, and you look what's happening to Social Security and Medicare, and I mean, they're running out of money. They just, the money's not going to be there like everyone thought. And the problem is it's like the housing market back 15 years ago. I mean, everyone knew, yeah, maybe there's some problems here. It seems a little overheated. And then all of a sudden the bottom just falls out. And that's my concern with the debt is, you know, oh yeah, sure it's a lot of money, but you know, it's always been there. And then one day the bottom falls out. And so I'm concerned about that. Obviously, not many other people are.
It is sad that's not shared. It is interesting that the Dow keeps going up and up. They set another record today, up over 32,000. What's going on there? And should there be any correlation between the markets and real life? I mean, does this mark a recovery?
Well, I mean, I think the recovery was already happening. I mean, I think that's what you look at the Dow and you look, you know, a year ago that the Dow was crashing. There are many unknowns about the coronavirus. And after the first big stimulus bill where they, you know, basically said, look, we're going to stabilize the economy. You saw the Dow bounce back, and it bounced back pretty aggressively because the Dow is future looking. And so, you know, what does the future look like for the short term? Well, the government just blew out the spending and sent everyone checks. So, you know, in the near term, I think that's exactly what you're going to see. But, you know, at some point, the near term turns into the medium term, and then people start worrying about inflation, and it all starts going back down.
More coming up with Victor Jakes. We'll talk about the week 7 beginning of the 81st Nevada legislature. The legislature did something they normally don't do. They push back a deadline. They do it from time to time. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM, KMZQ.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it today. By the way, programs begin at $199 per month. That's $199 per month. Call them right now, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. We are now into week 7 of the 81st Nevada Legislature. And they began this 7th week by postponing a deadline. What happened up in Carson City?
Well, I apologize. I've been writing stuff today. Is it the bill introduction deadline that they pushed back?
Yeah, they moved it back. They moved it back.
So they have this deadline every they basically create their own deadlines to try and keep the process moving. And one of the big ones is the introduction of all the bills. And what happens is the council bureau that writes the bills, they oftentimes get, really backed up because, all the legislators are trying to make changes and trying to shift the details, or just, finalize their bills. And so sometimes they will push these deadlines back. And I'm sure, having to do the remote work and all the complications from the coronavirus have been a real challenge.
Let me just ask you, is there any effort you know of to open up the legislative building? I mean, to me, it's incredibly frustrating as a constituent, not as a member of the media, as a constituent, that we are being shut out right now of our government. And at a time when we need more transparency, we're actually getting less transparency. Anything you're hearing up in Carson City relative to reopening that legislative building?
There was four lobbyists that sued, but they sued in federal court for some reason, and their case basically got dismissed. And there's been efforts by some Republicans to try and raise attention and bring attention, but the problem is that you got to have the majority to get something done, and Democrats are in the majority and they don't want the building open yet. They've talked about, well, once everyone gets fully vaccinated, then we'll be opening the doors. I don't see that happening before the start of April, mid-April. So it's going to be, hopefully they do let the public in. I mean, they do a lot of stuff. They pass a lot of bills that affect people's lives. And, we have a constitutional right, literally in the Constitution, to be there and to provide input.
Well, but couldn't the governor... I mean, if the issue was let's get everybody vaccinated, the governor could as the chief executive of the state, could apportion, 150, 200 vaccines and just get it done in an afternoon?
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely right. I think it was a mistake that they didn't do this, at the start and just say, look, this is a vital function. They're only here for a limited time. Let's get them vaccinated. And certainly now that we're opening it up to, grocery workers and casino workers before people who are over 55, which is just, doesn't make sense to me. Although I guess the 55 and older are going to the pharmacies. But yes, there certainly was a time, maybe not, mid-January when doses were really limited. But once they started opening up their teachers, I think there was room to grab a couple hundred doses and do the legislature.
From a political standpoint, why does it behoove the Democrats to slow walk this issue, of whether to reopen the legislative building? Tell me how it benefits them. I just can't see it.
Well, I don't know if it does. I just think they're more cautious about the virus. I think you've seen that throughout the whole pandemic that, how restrictive you are has almost become a partisan thing. And so I think, this is just their way of basically virtue signaling that, we take it super seriously. And to be fair to them, there are concerns that, it's a small building, everyone sees everyone else normally. And so it would certainly be easy for the virus to spread. And then you have a pretty significant logistical problem if people are having to quarantine for 2 weeks or be gone. So I certainly understand the rationale, but at the same time you're supposed to be representing the people, and the people have a right to be there. And there is an alternative with the vaccine.
I want to take you in a totally different direction. We really haven't had a chance to talk about the major changes within the Nevada Democrat Party. We always talk about the Nevada Republican Party and, some of the differences that exist there. But the Nevada Democrat Party has just totally turned itself upside down. What in God's name is going on?
Well, it's kind of incredible to think about. Basically, the socialist wing of the Democrat Party took over the state party. And Tick Sagerbloom, who, if anyone knows anything about Commissioner Sager Bloom, who used to be a state senator. I mean, you're talking about one of the most liberal guys in Nevada, and he ran as sort of the mainstream party-endorsed Democrat candidate, and he lost to the socialists. And, you know, basically the party apparatus, kind of sensing this coming, quit. They transferred money to a fund controlled, or, you know, targeted for Senator Masto's Senate race.